I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. After being closed since mid-March, the German-American Heritage Center in Davenport is reopening with specific health and safety conditions. The museum at 2nd and Gaines Streets in Davenport will offer ticketed and timed visits to groups of less than six every 45 minutes during normal hours, which start at 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and at noon on Sundays. Executive Director Kelly Lau says it will have new cleaning procedures, social distancing, sanitization areas, and mask requirements for all at the front desk.
We wanted to open for a week or so before we were going to bring our volunteers back in. So we kind of thought like end of June we could do that and then have the staff, you know, manning the entry and, you know, just making kind of like a soft open, just making sure all the kinks are worked out before we ask our volunteers to do the desk. If someone called in and had a family, you know, that they were eight, you know, that's fine. But just in general, we're not going to be mixing strangers together. So it's just like, you know, up to that number. So if one person wanted to come, that would be their time and they would be the only person that would come through at that time.
Lau says depending on how it goes and health conditions in the area, the standards for patrons may change, including allowing walk-ins. Normally, the German-American Heritage Center hosts a maximum of 20 visitors a day.
We're just kind of testing it to see what the demand is, see what, like, you know, how this works out with having just, you know, individual groups for that time period, if that's too spaced out, if it's spaced out enough.
Masks will not be required throughout the museum. Some events have been pushed back to fall, including the Volkswagen Car Show, originally scheduled for May but now set for September 20th. Assistant Director Samantha Turner did an online presentation on June 14th, and Lau will have one on Sunday, June 28th at 2 p.m. on the Art of Mourning about Victorian hair wreaths.
They would take the deceased person's hair and they would braid it and weave it and trim it into little intricate, beautiful floral designs. They would make watch fobs. They would make lockets, necklaces. I mean, just the bands themselves, the decoration in the cameo, all sorts of different types, even full wreaths. It's quite fascinating, and not a lot of people know about that. But, of course, Queen Victoria was married to Prince Albert, who is German. So, and Queen Victoria herself had some German roots.
This event will take place over Zoom Live, but participants can also watch the video later. Tickets are $5 and available on Eventbrite.com. The German-American Heritage Center also is accepting more photos for its first community-curated virtual exhibit. To make a reservation once it reopens, call 563-322-8844. For more information on the center, visit gahc.org. I'm Herb Trix.